Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
.39 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 45 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, download that app today and you can take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good Wednesday morning to you there. We have Jennifer McAdams joining us here on Palmetto Morning. She is the director of Rockhill Economic Development Corporation, correct? All right. So we have worked a long time, Jennifer, to get you in here on a monthly rotation, and we do. And then we find out you're saying goodbye to the city of Rockhill after almost two decades.
Yeah. It's hard to believe. And when you say it like that, it makes me really sad.
Oh, I didn't mean to make you cry. But we like when people cry. It's good radio. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, you have worked, again, for the city of Rockhill for more than two decades, starting in what, the housing?
I actually started in the Public Works Department doing environmental education. So I'm sure y'all know Elizabeth Morgan.
Yes.
I started in her role 20-some-odd years ago. and then from there, I moved to economic development in 2005 doing neighborhood redevelopment. So that was actually before the city had a housing and neighborhood services department. So within EUD, they created a position that was responsible for neighborhood redevelopment. And that's how I sort of made the shift.
Well, you're a great example. You get in, right, on the ground floor, and then you learn about the culture of a business, and in this case, the city of Rockhill, and then you work your way all the way to the top. So you're a great story.
Thank you.
To encourage others that probably also think, well, I'm just an employee. No one is just an employee, right?
Absolutely.
We all need people to work to be part of the pie. But I get you. When you're at the ground floor, you don't think that people are paying any attention to you.
But you never know.
That's true.
That's right.
And if you do the work, you put in the sweat equity, people are paying attention. And again, you're a great example working your way all the way up to the director of Rockhill Economic Development. So you've been the director for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I know you're leaving for the private sector. And I know this is a loss for the city of Rockhill. You laid such a great foundation. When you look at back at your last 2 years as director, what are some of the projects that stand out or just some of your memories?
Oh, God, it's hard, you know, to think about just 2 years versus 20 years. But I think some of the projects I'm most proud of for the last couple of years, certainly that rises to the top, is Clinton Connection and the work that we're seeing really move forward and evolve on the south side of the community. I think sort of one of my core beliefs is that we are an amazing community here in Rockhill. And when we say we want a Rockhill for all, we mean it. And I think we're really starting to see the fruits of those words come to life. So thinking about the Three Points demolition, thinking about the vertical construction we're seeing at Clinton College, thinking about some of the new programming, the partnership with York Tech at Emmett Scott Center. I mean, really seeing not just the city, but the community start to come together and really put our money where our mouth is on the south side is really exciting. Certainly everything at University Center has just been incredible to watch, but I think more than just University Center and that and what's happening at the power plant, all of those things are so incredible to watch because, again, I've been here a really long time. So I remember being in meetings when we were negotiating the acquisition of that property and starting the application for the initial brownfields cleanup process.
Wow.
And to see it as it is today and to get to go sit in meetings at the sports center, to take my kids to their basketball games at this place that 15 years ago you couldn't even walk through. Though I have some pictures of us with our hard hats and our boots walking through the site. And then seeing what that has catalyzed, right? And seeing the exchange and what has happened there. What's about to happen at the Cotton Warehouse with Hoppin. I actually got a picture last night of the sidewalk connection transaction being completed, so that now, you know, you're bringing the exchange all the way over to to Piano Place and to the old Trade Street. So seeing all of these pieces that were laid out as a – it was a giant jigsaw puzzle 20 years ago, and you can see the picture of what it is now.
And I think the cool thing, too, is 20 years ago, we were kind of thinking more – we had more of a silo mentality where everyone was kind of working in their own – and they all kind of came together. You had private business and the city, and, you know, they all kind of came together. There was a lot of people within those entities that had big ideas, but for those ideas to all come to life, I remember I working for Comporium sitting, I remember when Johnny Barnes was talking about that parking lot that is now Fountain Park, and I was sitting in a meeting, and I was like, yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, right. Like, okay. But, like, to see that actually come to life, and that's with people, you know, like you and the private business, to that we truly do live in a special community.
I've said that probably 1,000 times yes. in the last month. Rock Hill is a truly, truly special place. And that's the thing. So I see what's happened in Knowledge Park and with the University Center, and I feel it happening moving towards the south side. Yeah. So it's incredible to watch, and I look forward to continuing to watch just from a different seat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's well said. We're speaking with Jennifer McAdams. She is the director for the Rock Hill Economic Corporation. She is leaving after more than 2 decades working for the city, 2 years as the director, and she is taking a job in the private sector. But again, you've laid a great foundation for whoever comes in next. When now we look at the future, talking about laying the groundwork for the next generation, what is the future for the city of Rock Hill in terms of economic development? What is, besides the south side of Rock Hill, do you all have your eyes on?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I'd start by saying one of the things that RHEDC as an organization, I appreciate they gave us the opportunity to do over the last 2 years, is to really step back and lay out a framework for a strategic plan and vision. And so we've just wrapped up that process. And Matt Dosh, who is the current chair, and Robert Alexander, who is the vice chair, incoming chair, I think we've landed in a really great place, which is just laser focus the organization on two primary initiatives, and that is quality job creation and quality investment. And so I think they really, again, have a roadmap in front of them to ensure that everything we're doing achieves those goals. And so along those lines, the city, gosh, like a year and a half ago, I think, annexed a little over 2,000 acres down the I-77 corridor. We're calling it the 77 Commerce Corridor. It's privately owned. So the city, when I say the city, neither the city nor RHEDC owns any of this land. But all of these property owners voluntarily annexed into the city. And it really creates an enormous opportunity for the attraction of these high-quality industries. We're really seeing a lot of activity around the EV industry.
Electric vehicles.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. And the batteries and all of the new components that come around that. We just had a huge announcement in the Waterford Business Park for Palladis that's bringing sort of one of those. And we've definitely seen that as you get one, they start to attract another. Blythewood just had a huge announcement. And so we really have the potential to become this corridor to attracting these types of industries, which is great in and of itself, but more importantly, it also brings high quality jobs with room for growth and advancement and real career development. And so I think it's really an opportunity to tie all of those things together.
When you talk about that commerce section, it's off of I-77. From what exit to what exit is the focus, do you think?
So it's generally from exit 77 down to exit 73, which if you think about that, I mean, that's 4 vertical miles.
Right.
And you've got the land along.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's a huge swath of land and opportunity.
Well, because you kind of landlocked north, right? I mean, you've grown as much as you can up to Fort Mill.
Right.
And then so south is the way to go. And to your point with the addition of Scout Motors in southern Richland County, that I-77 Alliance, which I know York County is part of, really bands together because those counties that share I-77 say, hey, listen, we can market this as one. And if a company comes to York County or Fairfield County or Chester County, it's good for us all because we all will benefit from that.
That's right.
So
absolutely.
That's great that you see that. It's just prime real estate off of the interstate, right?
Yep, it really is. And when you think about the infrastructure, we are extremely, you know, I want to say the word blessed because we are, but it's also, I think, a demonstration of a lot lot of really smart people 50 mm-hmm. years ago thinking ahead. And so, you know, you've got interstate access, but we've also got rail access. And we're also near enough to some of the inland ports that it really creates the type of location that industries are looking for. Mm-hmm.
But you're also smart with your planning, right? So you just don't let every Tom, Dick, and Harry set up shop around the interstate, because we've been traveling in places that you're like, that's an odd place to put this, and there's no rhyme or reason for development. So right. that's a kudos to you all for also having that vision. Not only do you have the land, you're given a good piece of property, but you're also smart with that development.
That's right.
And when we talk about that, we can't ever miss an opportunity to talk about the Hutchison property, which is now very visible for a lot of folks off of I-77. We know that structure is coming down, and the mayor has said we're going to be patient a little bit along those lines. And I know, to your point, as well as we were talking before we went on air, it just got to be smart development along those lines. But you're in a great position. You're going to have an exit right off of the interstate. And so people in today's society want things done. They want things done now. They want the next business to be there. But just telling us just to be patient and the right thing will come.
Yeah, and again, I think a lot of what we just talked about is that demonstration of patience. And so, you know, it's one of those things that I do like to remind people, you can't be fast and get everything right.
That's
so,
right.
You know, I think these are the opportunities where it really is so critical. And I appreciate our council understands this, to really put thought into it so that we get it right, because these are huge opportunities. And I think all of us that work for the city, and certainly our city council, believe in this community. And so making sure that we're doing what needs to be done so that it's it reflects who we are as a community here in Rock Hill.
Oh, well, Jennifer, we certainly are going to miss you. I know you'll still stay connected to a lot of folks in the city of Rock Hill. You've laid a great foundation, and kudos to you for your next adventure in life. You're going to be successful no matter what you do, but we appreciate the time we were able to spend with you over the years.
That's
I know
right.
We interviewed you.
Lots of interviews at the education level, yeah. And rolling in Rock Hill and now.
Wow. All right. Well, Jennifer McAdams right now is the director for the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation. Our last day is on Tuesday.
Yes.
All right. Okay. We're all wear black on that day. And mourning. All right. Well, Jennifer, you're a fantastic friend. Thanks so much for being just a great city employee for so many years.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.